You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 69, This Generation Will Not Pass Away. Today's challenge. Jesus said, this generation will not pass away before all these things take place. Mark 13:30, etc. But Jesus' generation died, and the end of the world has not happened. Therefore, Jesus prophesied falsely. Today's defense. These things does not refer to the end of the world. Jesus gives a number of warnings concerning events that the disciples will face before the fulfillment of his words. This statement occurs after Jesus made a prediction about the temple, saying, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." Mark 13:2. Afterwards, as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign when these things are all about to be accomplished?" Mark 13:3-4. The disciples did not ask about the end of the world, but the destruction of the temple. Jesus answered that his generation would not pass away before the temple was destroyed, and he was correct. The Gospels record the speech occurring just before the crucifixion, which most likely took place in AD 33. The temple was destroyed in AD 70 by forces under the command of the Roman general Titus, and there would have been many people of Jesus' generation who were still alive when the temple was destroyed. Tip: Luke introduces Jesus' speech on the Mount of Olives the same way, with the disciples asking when his prediction about the temple would be fulfilled. Luke 21:7-9. In Matthew, they ask about the temple, but they also ask, "And what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age?" Matthew 24:3. These added questions may refer to the end of the world. However, Matthew also has a great deal of material at the end of his account that is not in Mark or Luke, and that seems to deal with the end of the world. Matthew 25:1-46. This suggests the additional material deals with the additional questions, and the statement about this generation still refers to the destruction of the temple.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.